Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 14 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. The automobile approached the corner of South Pryor and East Hunter Streets. He observed the juryman in the Frank case turn into South Pryor from the east, out of East Fair Saint Street, and deponent stopped his automobile to look at the jury, and while doing so, noticed that walking alongside the jury were some six or seven other men. Deponent was on the west side of South Pryor Street, while the jury in the above-entitled case was walking north along the east side of South Pryor Street. Deponent's brother, Samson K., got out of the automobile, stating to deponent that he was going to follow the jury. Miss Martha K. makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that on the last day of the trial of Leo M. Frank in the above-stated case, August 25, 1915, she was present in the courtroom, and when the audience applauded, Judge Roan stated to the sheriff that the cheering and demonstrations would have to stop, or the courtroom would have to be cleared, to which sheriff replied, "Your Honor, that is the only way it can be stopped." Mrs. A. Sherman makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that on the last day of the trial of Leo M. Frank, in above-stated case, August 25, 1915, she was present in the courtroom, and when the audience applauded, Judge Roan stated to the sheriff that the cheering and demonstrations would have to stop, or the courtroom would have to be cleared, to which the sheriff replied, "Your Honor, that is the only way it can be stopped." Mrs. A. Sherman makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that she is a resident of the city of Atlanta, living at 240 Central Avenue, that on Monday morning, August 25th, 1915, the last day of the trial of the said Leo M. Frank in the above-stated case, she was present in the courtroom in company with Miss Martha K. of 264 South Pryor Street, before time for court to open, that she saw the jury in said case enter said courtroom and take their places, and in a few moments Mr. Hugh M. Dorsey, the Solicitor General of said court, entered the room. Just before he entered the room, there was loud cheering in the street immediately outside the courtroom to Dorsey, all of which was loud and long continued and plainly audible to anyone in the courtroom as Mr. Dorsey entered the court.